Hello, it's Robert.
Hey, Rob, it's me, Dave.
Yeah, sorry, I was online.
Yeah, I know you were talking with our guy. Yeah, I know you're talking with Manuel. He's our onboarding agent, right? So he kind of puts everything together. Yeah, he was telling me about like the call tracking thing. And I'm sorry if for any reason maybe I didn't explain it properly or something like that. But I mean, is there some concerns with like the call tracking feature? I mean, it really helps your business, not just in being able to track what's coming in, but also being able to eliminate spam, phish calls, scammers. It really protects your business, at the end of the day. Now, your phone number, nothing will ever happen with your business phone number. Like I assure you, I'm super transparent with you, Rob. You have my word. Your phone number will always stay yours. The only time that that tracking number will actually be used is when someone clicks to call uniquely only from the Google, right, from the first page, right, of that Google listing. But your phone number is still completely linked in. It's your business phone number. Anybody can call you at any time. Like, that will never change.
I understand that, and that's just.
It's okay. You can give me your concern. Just shoot me straight, Rob. I'm super okay with it. You know, just be blunt with me. Don't be stressed. Just be blunt with me. Tell me this is my concern,
just,
David. This
like,
is how I feel.
It's like rule number one of my understanding of marketing is to promote only my information, and I get what you guys are trying to do because it's going to benefit your guys' business as well to keep track on things for your future clients or for me. I get all that.
Well, it's really for you. It wouldn't be for our future clients, right? It's really just for you. That tracking number it's the one that's linked in with the Google profile, right? So on your website and everything, it'll still show your phone number. We don't have to change your call tracking number. It's not going to be changed anywhere else. Social medias, your business phone number is going to stay on your social media. It's going to stay on your website. It's going to stay on all your business cards everywhere. The only time, and the customers aren't even going to see the phone number. All they're going to see is the button, the click to call button on the Google profile. And when they click it, it's just going to direct them straight to you, to your business phone number, but it's a tracking number, right? So it just shows what track. So that way you can see where your ping search came from, where these customers are calling from. Are they in your service area? That's all it is, right? We're not changing your number on any of your other information.
So they're
going to
see my number. It's just going to be when they hit the call, that's the number.
It's
going to
go
incognito.
Exactly. That's right. So on your website, on all your information, it's going to have your business phone number. That's not a problem. It's just that click to call button. That's the call tracking number. And that's that actual little button right there, which doesn't even display a phone number right now. If they want your phone number, they're going to dial directly later. What they're going to do is click on your website, go to contact me, and they're going to see your phone number, which is your business phone number. That's not going to be a call tracking number. Does that make sense?
All right.
All right. I mean, that's completely
a
transparent.
Lot, man,
I won't take your number off of you.
Every time something isn't right like that, something bites me in the ass. You know what I mean? Where
yeah,
all of a sudden I got to fight for something if something goes sideways, you know?
I tell you what, Rob, there's no fighting here. You know what I mean? If, like I said, anything that, however you feel, just be blunt with me and I'll be completely transparent and I make sure that it's fair for you, right? So, I mean, if there's any concern at all, I'm more than happy, you know, to explain it to you and then make sure I take care of it for you. You know, because in all honesty, I'd hate for you to lose such a great feature. I mean, if it wasn't a good feature, Google wouldn't even have it, right? I mean, it literally is a good feature for your business. I mean, it's going to benefit you. And, I mean, you're paying for it. You know, why would you just throw something like that in the trash when it can really help you track down your results and how we're actually performing for you? You know, none of that is actually, it's never shared with anybody because it only goes to your email and to your direct dashboard. You have logins for that stuff, not us, right?
I gotcha. So if that's what you're telling me, that number isn't being displayed, it's mine. It's just a call feature. So it gets logged into my dashboard and that information, I'm okay with that. As long as my information is the one that's being displayed and that number is not being displayed. It's just the call feature is like what you're telling me.
Okay, let me put that here. I'm going to put here that we want to make sure in our website phone number is not updated or changed, which is not a norm, but I'm just going to notate it anyway so that way when they're putting that stuff together, they make sure that that's done for you. 1 second.
Is that going to appear when they hit that call button, that number is going to come up, or is it going to be my phone number that comes up?
when they, okay, so let me see here. Let me pull up your, because I know you already have your business profile. So honestly, you may even have the tracking number already and you don't even know it, right? So let me just see.
I think there might have been that once before. A guy told me that there was some, you know.
Yeah, so when it first set up, I'm pretty sure it already assigns you one. You know what I mean? And then we're just going to get that tracking number and continue to use it, which whenever the customers were calling you from there, I mean, that's what was coming up. But let's see. Yeah, so on your Google business profile, it does have one already. So you'll see, like, whenever they click to call, it goes straight to your phone number, right? But you have a call tracking assigned already. All we're going to do is just take it from there, right? And we're going to continue with the optimization, and now it's going to be linked in to a dashboard again where you can go ahead and have access to your results, right? I mean, that's what we're doing for you.
Okay. So that's what they're doing on that, and as they hit then, it calls me. But yet, there's no problem with my regular number. That's the only one being exposed, really. So if they don't want to hit that feature, they can call me separately, and it still works just fine.
Yeah, for sure. Like now, because now, remember, we're going to add that icon in there for the website, too. So if they're wanting to look into your website, and then they're going to click to call from there, they're going to get your phone number from there, I can request on the website that we have your phone number, the one that we're speaking on right now on the website, right? So that's not a problem.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, 1 second. I'll also do it for the social media as well. We'll put there. Okay. So I apologize for the inconvenience, Rob. I hear you're a little frustrated. Let me see. Now, I appreciate you, right, Rob? I mean, I know you're in this with us. I mean, I know we're ready to build this partnership. So I'm going ahead and I'm putting this in for you. Let me see here. When is going to be a good time for Manuel to follow up just to finish the rest of that call?
You can call me right now. I've delegated the time here to do that.
Okay. Let me get him right now.
Let me throw you something that's in my mind, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'd appreciate it.
It just seems like something like that's like, and I'm not saying you guys are doing this, but I just know people in the world sometimes, everything ain't on the up and up. Like, let's just say, I don't know. I'll just spell it out the way I'm thinking. Like, is that, you know, there's things like people are going to do like, oh, they see how much business I'm getting from this. And people pay you a certain amount of dollars more than what I'm paying you, and they could be having that same number and having it, instead of going from me, it'll go to them, one of my competitors or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, this guy's getting so much, we got to promote this other guy because he's getting more money or giving us more money, you know?
Yeah, absolutely not. So the way it works, remember, and these are by Google standards and Google's rules. In order for us to keep our partnership is that badge that Google approves to us to have on that website every single year, right? So with that being said, we are only allowed one client per industry, per service area. So within a 50-mile radius of you, we're only working with you for your industry, which is going to be, you know, the fireplaces, the chimney inspections, everything we went over, right? So you close down and shut down that area. Now, there's 8 partners across the nation that are top 3%, which are premier channel partners. Each partner is allowed to get one business per service area because, remember, there's not a whole lot of space, right, on the front page of these things. Google only accepts so many businesses per service area. So once we lock in those areas, we close them down, and then the other companies see, and then we continue moving on to different zip codes all across the country, right? So
okay.
That's how that works. Yeah, I can get, I mean, Google would not even allow it. I mean, us being a premier partner, that's just, it'd be unrealistic for us to even be able to do that. I mean, just to be honest,
and,
right?
I know it seems a little radical, but these are the things that cross.
And here's the thing,
you would
find out, because here's the thing, you're the one speaking to the customers, right? And customers don't lie.
Right.
They're going to tell you, hey, well, I called you, but then this other guy said that he got forwarded my number from this. And then we've been in business for 20 years. That would have been uncovered, you know, within the first 6 months, I'm sure. And hence, I mean, other directors, they've gone through different types of problems for shady things, right? As far as us, we're here to protect you guys, right? We're here to close down those areas and make sure that you're profitable. I mean, and like I said, I mean, I am excited because I know that your area, Scott, the search is going on. I know that you're going to start to kill it. And soon enough, I know we'll be into, you know, upgrading and even just the growth, right? So I know you may feel a little bit just because of this small snafu, but don't let it bother you, Robert. You know, the only reason I jumped on is because I want to make sure that you really understand the value that it's going to bring to you and you understand how it's going to work for you, right? Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to make this partnership work. Like I said from the beginning, transparency is key, right? And then it's return on investment from there.
Appreciate that. Let me tell you a scenario. A few years back here, I had a client that reached out to me, and it was weird because she's like, didn't you come over the other day? And I was like, no, this is the first time I talked with you. There was a guy in a nice clean shirt, came over, gave her an estimate, and his name was Robert Hildebrand's Fireplaces. This was in my town, and gave her an estimate. She called me thinking I was him and getting back to me. She even sent me a picture of the guy from her Ring DoorDash cam.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the Ring doorbells.
And it was the same phone numbers, which he said. And I ended up getting the job anyhow, but you want to talk about a weird scenario.
Yeah, that's serious, man. And I mean, if you don't mind, how long ago was that? And where did that lead come from? Did it come from a directory or did it come from Google?
That was probably 5 years ago, let's say. So I don't really remember it fresh off the top of my head anymore. But yeah,
gotcha.
Some other guy portraying as me, apparently, you know, giving an estimate to the client.
That's honestly one of the benefits of call tracking, that number cannot be duplicated by anybody, right? So that's mm-hmm. never going to be able to happen, right? So that's another big benefit of it. And probably one of the reasons why Google put it in there for the businesses. I mean, they didn't do it for nothing, right? I mean, if it's in there, it's because it's a feature that is directly working for them. And like for my customers, I literally had one just call me on Monday and he said, hey, Dave, I keep getting this phone call from this phone number and it just sounds like a phish attempt, you know, like they're trying to scam me and steal my information. And then he goes, after that, I got a weird email. He gave us a number. I forwarded it over to our research and development team. And sure enough, it was showing up as a phish call across the country. So we got that blocked out. And then our teams take it forward from there where it needs to be taken, right? But you guys can rest assured that you're protected. And with things like the call tracking, we're able to actually get down to where that's coming from and how far it's reaching out and if it's a scam or not, right? And that's how we're really able to protect you guys. I mean, if you saw in the email I sent you, we've had news networks, you know, go ahead and share video clips and do pieces on our company and how we really protect you guys. And these are part of those features, right? So, I mean, it is something good for you. It's not going to hurt your reputation. It's not going to take any of your customers or anything like that, but it will definitely eliminate spam, robocalls, and different type of phishing attempts. So, really works for you.
Because I've already had 100 of them this morning.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take care of that.
My information, my phone, every 5 minutes, had a spam call coming in this morning.
And that was, you know, with that listing, Google, just that visibility on Google, right? People are just going to want to call you and try different things, right? But with this feature,
we're
going to have you protected. And whenever you feel that way, you have the extension of my line. Give me a call, provide me with a number. I'll take it forward from there.
Perfect. I like the sound of that because, yeah, it's probably what's happening. You listed it and new business, so they're coming at me.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So give me 1 second. So I'm going to have Manuel. He'll be calling you here within the next, give him about 3 minutes, 3-4 minutes, and he'll be able to finish up with you. Sound good?
Sounds good. I appreciate
all right,
the time, man.
Oh, absolutely. Anything you need, you're going to notice I'm on the line with you. quickly. I mean, I want to make sure you're taken care of, and I want to make sure you feel, you know, supported. So anything you need, give me a call. You can even text me, email me. I always get it right to my dashboard, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Appreciate your time, Rob. I'll be right back with you.
Thanks.